Usually when we look at a finished product, like a standard metal electrical enclosure, there is this expectation of simple perfection. You see a sleek, painted metal box, and you just assume it, popped into existence exactly like that.
Right. Yeah. It's just a box. It's solid and finished. I mean, it's super easy to take for granted.
Exactly. But then you zoom in on one tiny, seemingly insignificant detail, like the corner of that box, and suddenly that illusion of simple perfection just vanishes completely.
It really does. You start seeing the real work behind it.
Yeah, we are looking at a manufacturing landscape that is actually hiding a massive, expensive secret. Welcome to today's deep dive. We're on a mission for you today, decoding how the exact way a single metal corner is formed can reveal massive financial leaks in a business. Okay, let's unpack this. We're looking at a fascinating source that compares the costs of traditional welding versus something called cold corner forming.
Right, and if we want to know where the money is really bleeding out of these shops, I mean, we just have to look at the clock. The time difference is honestly pretty staggering.
How much of a difference are we talking about?
Well, when you look at traditional welding, it takes about 10 minutes to weld and dress a single door corner. But cold forming, that takes just 2 minutes.
Wow, just 2 minutes. That is a crazy difference. It's like comparing typing with two fingers versus touch typing. The Rossby difference there compounds massively over time.
That is a perfect way to put it. To put that in perspective, if you are scaling up to a 1,000-door order, traditional welding is going to eat up about 21 worker days just on the corners.
21 days just on corners.
Yeah, whereas cold forming cuts that down to about 4 days. And what's fascinating here is how that raw time difference translates directly to the bottom line. The source breaks down a total savings of $7.33 per door.
$7 a door adds up fast. I'm guessing that's mostly labor?
It is a lot of labor, yeah. They base that on a conservative $35 an hour. But it is not just the direct labor. It is all the surrounding costs, too.
Like what else is costing them money?
Well, welding eats up consumables. Flap discs, polishing compounds, that sort of thing. While cold forming just experiences, like, tiny amounts of wear on a die. Plus, there are hidden coating costs.
Wait, hidden coating? How does the corner affect the coating?
So, welds often have microporosity, basically tiny, invisible holes in the metal that suck in paint, which means you have to use a much heavier, more expensive layer of powder coating just to hide the flaws.
Okay, wait, I have to push back a little here. Isn't melting metal together through welding inherently better or stronger? I mean, it just sounds more permanent to me.
You would totally think so, but the physics tell a completely different story. Welding literally melts and resolidifies the parent metal.
Right, which makes it one solid piece.
Yeah, but that creates a heat-affected zone. On thin sheet metal, that extreme heat causes warping and distortion. It leaves this ugly bead that someone physically has to grind away.
Oh, I see. So you were actually damaging the metal before fixing it.
Exactly. Now, cold forming never actually separates the material. It uses something called controlled plastic deformation to bend the metal around a matched die.
Controlled plastic deformation? That sounds intense.
It is actually very precise. It accounts for the metal's natural spring back, meaning you get perfectly repeatable geometry for gasket seating every single time.
And that is crucial if you need a perfect waterproof seal to keep the electronics inside safe.
Spot on. You need that consistency.
Well, here's where it gets really interesting. What about the human element? Because a machine like a cold former is going to be consistent, but if you are relying on a certified welder, their quality is going to depend entirely on whether they are having a good day or a bad day.
That is the ultimate trap for a lot of these businesses. It is a concept of skill dependency.
Meaning you are reliant on that one person's skill on that specific day.
Exactly. If a shop relies on a certified welder, they basically have a single point of failure on every single enclosure they ship out. The quality tracks with that welder's mood, their fatigue, their focus.
Yeah, that makes it a literal risk line on your balance sheet. Whereas a matched metal die simply doesn't have bad days.
It really doesn't. It just does the same thing perfectly every time.
Which begs the obvious question. If cold forming is physically superior, doesn't warp the metal, and is vastly cheaper per part, why doesn't every single shop immediately buy one of these machines?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it all comes down to a capital investment reality check. I mean, these cold forming machines aren't cheap.
Right. Industrial machinery never is.
Exactly. The math shows that a $55,000 machine pays for itself in about 19 months. But That is only if you are producing 400 doors a month.
But what if you're a small operation? What if you only make, say, 100 doors a month?
Then you hit what they call the volume floor. If you are producing fewer than 200 doors a month, the payback period stretches out past 3 years.
Oh, wow. 3 years is a long time to wait for a return on investment.
Yeah, and at that point, the source actively advises against buying the machine. They recommend keeping your capital and just subcontracting the corners to a shop that already has a former.
That makes sense. Buying a machine that takes 5 years to clear its own cost is just buying a machine way too early.
Precisely. You have to know your numbers.
So what does this all mean for you? Ultimately, this deep dive isn't just a verdict on a specific metalworking machine.
No, it is really a template for critical thinking in business.
Exactly. To find your own truth, you have to plug in your own inputs. You have to use your actual measured corner time, your specific volume, and your fully burdened labor rate.
Right, meaning not just the hourly wage, but the taxes, insurance, and benefits that actually cost your business money.
Because a spreadsheet is only useful if the data you feed it is firmly anchored in the reality of your own shop floor.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Which leaves us with a pretty fascinating thought for you to chew on. If controlled plastic deformation can perfectly manipulate thin sheet metal without compromising its strength with heat, how might this exact coal-forming principle be scaled up?
That is a really interesting question.
Right. Could it eventually disrupt the massive load-bearing steel structures we currently weld for skyscrapers and bridges? Next time you look at a perfectly finished metal box, just remember that simple, sleek corner is hiding a whole universe of physics, time, and money.